Let's get this thing started. Make sure I get right here. Welcome, everybody, to another Georgia Archery Podcast. I'm your host, Big John Chandler, and along beside me, my co-host and good longtime friend, Robbie Surface.
What's going on, dude?
Not much, man. We've been doing our thing, you know, trying to get this stuff working like it's supposed to. And it's coming better. I mean,
yeah,
little pieces of the puzzle.
Technology, technical things. I mean, there's always unexpected hiccups that seem to drive in the way, and you got to figure out how to navigate around them, over them, or under them.
For sure.
Or through them.
Oh, yeah, through them. Just bulldog.
Yeah.
Bulldog through it.
So how you been, man?
Been good, man. It's been, you know, we talked last week. And let's see, we had Thursday, Friday, Saturday, so a few things was going on.
Wow, so that means we've gotten two of these done in like,
same week.
Not having a 3-year time span in between them?
Yeah, that's two in a month, and now this one's like a week apart. Can you believe that?
Wow.
This might be – look, hold on, so everybody will see because – I'm going to take in.
Wow.
Let me see here. Hold on.
Everybody, we're getting on somewhat of a schedule. Who would have thunk
it? I hope so. So, let's see
can't
if
see
I can
it.
Get.
Can't see it. Can't see, can
there,
see that.
There you go. Look, that's the picture that'll go up before this goes up.
The teaser.
Yeah.
The old teaser pleaser.
That's right. So, how you doing, buddy? Good?
Oh, good, man. Just, you know. Just doing the thing. Got a lot accomplished at the shop this week.
Yep.
We got some new things inside of the retail space to demo stands and feeders and such on.
Sweet.
It's looking really, really good in there. It's come a long ways in 3 years or almost 3 years.
Yep.
In that place. And now we got electric bikes. They came in today.
Oh, I hear you.
One of them may have 1.6 miles on it already. And it's never left the inside of the building, and it has 1.6
around,
miles on it. I don't know why.
You're riding around the range. I got you.
Yeah, that's how I'm going to score stuff Saturday.
I got you. Score. Oh, just going to run down to the range.
And I ain't walking.
That's right.
Move. Coming through.
Yeah, well, we did pretty good. I actually didn't have to go anywhere this weekend, so that was a good thing. I am happy about that because, you know, after you run around a while, it's been a while. But
Right. It's traveling season.
Yeah, and I sat down and watched, you know, the Vegas shoot, all the coverage that they had for the last few days. Please excuse my camera. It's acting stupid, so it's going to blink on us.
Blinking.
I know. It's just winking at you. I don't understand it, but we'll get it fixed. Like we said, technology, and it's peculiar.
You got to go over it, around it, under it, or through it.
That's right. Well, as long as we get this going, that's all that matters. For the ones that are listening to us, it doesn't matter because they just listen.
Yeah, they
to
can't
us.
See it.
They can't see it anyway. But, yeah, so who shot this past weekend?
It looks like S3DA Vegas 5 archers from the state of Georgia. There was 5 S3DA archers in Vegas.
Yeah, that were, you know, that was 5 different archers. They were great.
Mm-hmm.
I know most of them, all but the female recurver. I don't know her.
So we've got Miss Kaylee Garrett finished 2nd in female pins youth with a 281.4.
Congratulations there, Kaylee. That was a good shoot.
And Miss Caroline Bollock in Olympic recurve young adult with a 270.4. She finished 3rd.
That's right.
Way to go, young lady.
And there was actually one more that I missed.
Yeah. I don't see them on the notes.
I know it. My notes has missed it. But Luke Latimer finished in the top of his. I think he finished 2nd. I can't remember. He shot 280 in the recurve division. So that was 3 of the 5. Kaylee Garrett's brother, he finished in the top 6. And then Luke's Levi Latimer was in the top six or so, seven, I think, in his class. So all of them did well from Georgia, so that was pretty cool. That was a Thursday shoot at Vegas. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do the S3DA a day before the regular Vegas stuff.
And they actually had the largest turnout they've ever had. And I forgot the stats. I wish I had them. But, you know, I don't keep up with
them. Well, they had, I mean, overall, Vegas, everything was the biggest that they've ever had. It's just huge. It just goes to show how the growth continues.
Oh, yeah.
There was 48 Georgians in Vegas shooting all together.
Shooting in the Vegas shoot, yep.
Mm-hmm. 48.
48. That's pretty good. And some of them finished, you know, in their flights respectively. And then also, you know, here at home we had Ogeechee Bowman. They had 40 shoot at the ASA qualifier. They had some also people. That was the qualifiers, the people.
Actually. Was that Saturday?
Yeah.
Because I know the weather here Sunday was horrible.
Yeah.
So I was going to say, if they shot on Sunday and had 40, that's a stellar turnout.
No, I think it was Saturday. I can't remember.
The weather here was good Saturday, but Sunday was atrocious.
Yeah, so, you know, they had a thing. Did you get to watch the Vegas shoot at all?
No. I didn't. I wasn't going to pay for the thing, though. I'm not going to go into the whole, you know, I'm not going to get political or whatever. And I definitely like the idea of spending $5 and it going to scholarship programs and whatnot. I'm not opposed to that whatsoever.
Oh, I understand. Yep.
I was kind of hoping that Greg would go live with Bo Junkie like he has in the past.
Yep.
And I was planning on watching it that way.
Uh-huh.
But no, I just kind of kept up with Greg's post and
I got you.
Then wound up.
So you haven't heard the whole thing.
No, I haven't heard the whole thing. I mean, I did see where guys were, or people, I shouldn't say just guys, but people were having issues with the feed.
Oh,
and
so
it crashing and not working.
Oh, it did. It crashed. It crashed for everybody with about 7 archers left in the shoot down.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody had paid $5 to watch it. World Archery was running it. It was not Competition Archery Media. World Archery had the rights for that. They did it. They put it behind the paywall, and it crashed. So Tim Connors, I think it's Tim Connors. I think it's his last name. Anyway, he launched a Facebook Live. He's sitting on the back on the first row, and he's running a Facebook Live. And I think it was 9. I think I saw maybe 1,000 people in his Facebook Live watching it.
Wow.
Including Jacob Marlowe's dad was in that, was watching the live because we couldn't watch it nowhere else.
Couldn't watch it any other way.
Yeah.
Don't remember. I think Mom and I were actually watching TV show. We got into some TV show. I forget what's Lioness, I think, is the one we were watching. And
I gotcha.
Yeah, we got into it.
So
I was somewhat paying attention and keeping up with it, and somewhat.
Watch nursing, TV and your little screen at the same time. I know how it works.
Yeah, and I was nursing from the night before.
Yeah, well,
we had my 40th birthday party on Saturday, so I was playing.
Yeah, you look a little older than the last time I saw you.
Yeah, I was playing recovery on Sunday too. So.
But it crashed. Tim. Bless his heart, I think that's his name, launched this Facebook Live, and over a zillion people started watching it. You know, 900 people watching it, 1,000 people, something. And then all of a sudden he goes, I got 10% battery life left.
No!
And then, like, you should have seen, I mean, I will say that watching it through the Facebook Live from that guy, right, he's just a guy in the audience that launched it. Somebody goes, I'll send you $5. He posted his email address in the comments, but the comments made it the funnest. I mean, it's a great shoot down. Don't get me wrong. It is. I mean, anybody to go 44 arrows without missing an X is
wild.
Phenomenal, right?
Wild. But they shot a 450 round in the shoot off.
In the shoot off. That's right. But the thing is that they turned around and He's like 3% battery. Somebody, and then there's what, 7 messages. Somebody give him a battery pack. Somebody, look, he's in the front row. Throw him a battery pack, you know, because we was all trying to watch it. About that time, I got a notification that says it's live on YouTube from World Archery. So World Archery had just ditched
the paywall.
The paywall. And throwed it straight out to YouTube like it has been every other year.
Yeah. I mean, and there, and I've read several comments and before the shoot down, during the shoot down,
right.
After the shoot down, there's, you know, mixed emotions, and I don't know that this is the place to.
No, but I tell you what, everybody's got a refund.
Well, that's good.
Everybody,
that's good, because they couldn't fulfill the obligation. Exactly. So that's what should have happened.
And I'm not going to lie. I would hate to be the man on the other end of the phone when Bruce called, made that phone call. Because one of the best shoot downs ever, you know, a 450 round in X's.
In
X's.
What are you talking about, 10s?
No, X's.
We're not, we're baby 10s.
Baby 10th, X's.
Yep, and nobody could watch it.
And nobody could watch it. It's just ridiculous. But. Dude. I mean, we had some Georgians do some – I mean, we can throw some shout-outs. If you know any Georgians that was there, like I said, the Garretts were there. So, Caleb was there. Dad, Jesse, which you know Jesse, Jesse Garrett.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse finished 6th, I think, in his class, which is the Penn's flights, you know.
That's pretty stout.
Bow hunter flights. So he shot real good. He's been shooting real well. And then, you know, Allie Teague decided she was going to shoot in the women's mm-hmm. championship division, you know. So she stood in the top of that and ended. She
made it into a Limbs.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking Lancaster.
Yeah, she made it to the final day on the championship floor. Mm-hmm. So she was in the top cut. Her favorite thing was, I beat Paige Pierce on day 2. Score for score. I said, like, hey, you can't.
Well, that, you know, she's not wrong.
No. She didn't. She's
not honest, wrong
saying,
at all.
Not wrong. And she
and that would be an accomplishment. And,
all day
and
long.
I can remember, and this is going to sound silly, because at the time, Kaylee was 14.
Oh, yeah.
13, 14 years old.
I know that.
And still whooping up on
everybody.
Most all of us.
That's right.
But we had a shoot over at 8 Point one day, and, you know, I beat Kaylee, and it was.
Oh, it was yeah.
At the time, you know, like, yeah, I beat Kaylee Johnson.
That's right.
But. Yeah, she's 13 or 14. I mean,
yeah.
You should.
Yeah.
But most people don't realize at that time Kaylee could pound just as good then as she can now.
Oh, 100%.
She may have been shooting a little closer, but it don't matter. That girl was
she was
pounding.
Killing. Oh yeah. For sure.
Back when she was shooting that apple bow.
Oh yeah. Yeah, she did that for a long time. But
yeah.
But yeah, so that was the whole, I'm telling you, Lonnie and went back and forth. You know, Jacob Marlowe, you know, he's funny. He's a great kid. He's wearing
dude's
his,
got a heck of a personality.
He was wearing his hat, like, because, you know, he opened an archery shop in Florida,
mm-hmm.
or
mm-hmm.
a sporting goods.
He's working on it.
Yeah.
Marlowe's bows yeah. and baits.
Yeah,
or
it's got
like
everything.
That.
Yeah, he'll be like a Four Seasons type store. So,
mm-hmm.
So he's wearing that. That was cool. And just watching him back and forth. And, I mean, it was one of the better shoot-offs. You know, sometimes they go real fast. But you started with 28 that shot, you know, 27 that shot a 900, and the 28 shot an 899, right, and got in on Lucky Dog, which was
mm-hmm.
Nick Cappers. You know?
Yep.
And then
with his elite.
Yep, with his elite. And then it was cool because, like, you know, it was a mixed bag on the podium, so it was 3 different type of bows on the podium. So, you know, that's a good thing. First, second, third for the guys were 3 different types of bows.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was different arrows for most of them. That new red
Matthias.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's the one that shot perfect clean all his X's and Neems and didn't even make podium.
I listened to, when I was going to Jackson last week for that show, the podcast that Greg did with Matthias, Hanson, and James.
Yeah, that was a good podcast.
And they talked about that
yeah.
a fair amount. And that's wild.
Yeah.
you go sure. and you throw down Denver. Like that, shoot that good, and do not make the podium.
Yep.
Say, huh?
Yep. That's one reason I'm not a fan of elimination brackets. I'm just not a fan. Because it's all based off 12 hours, and you could have one uh-oh. Not really, because essentially he didn't have an uh-oh.
Yeah.
His ex was just not as close to the center as Mike Schlossinger's ex.
Crazy. That makes sense. To go and shoot that good.
Yeah, and Schlossinger had dropped a couple of points in the qualifying round. So
what, have you listened to the podcast that Greg did with Jacob?
I have not.
Since Vegas.
No, I have not.
There's potentially a discussion with those two that can somewhat talk about, or it does somewhat talk about that.
Yep. Well, I mean, I haven't, haven't had a chance to listen to podcasts.
Yeah, I hadn't gotten all the way through it. I listened to it on the way to work and on the way home, and on the way home yesterday, on the way to work this morning, and on the way home this afternoom.
Yeah, well, my way to work home is 3 minutes, so I wouldn't get, but yeah. Hey, how y'all doing?
It'd take you a couple weeks to get through the entire podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, my ride's about 20, 25 minutes. Yeah, so.
And that's where I should be when I, the new piece of property I bought, whatever. So, it was a good weekend. I was happy. I was watched, got to watch. It's the biggest shoot of the year. It's fun
to
watch.
The most prestigious tournament there is.
And now they'll be in a new place.
Yes,
places.
That is going to be interesting next year.
Places.
To see how that all comes together.
Places.
But, and I've seen some positive response, and I've seen some responses that wasn't so positive.
Exactly. But I mean,
unfortunately, there when you've got almost 5,000 archers in one place at one time, there is no way to satisfy everybody.
Oh, for sure.
And Bruce and the guys at the NFAA and that put all that on, they're doing the best that they can with what they have to work with to try to keep it as prestigious as it has been.
For sure.
Going forward. I mean, and that's not a tough task to accomplish.
Yeah, but they outgrew
the facility.
I mean, it's they just outgrew it. That's all.
You seen, which I hadn't looked, and I did think about it, but I haven't taken the time to look. Last year was 3,000 archers, or 3,300 or somewhere in and around there. This year was like 4,400 or 4,500?
4,850.
4,850. So you're talking 1,400 more
extra
archers,
people.
Rounded up, roundaboutish, from 1 year.
Yeah.
If you keep growing, which is a good thing, don't get me wrong.
Oh yeah.
But if you continue to grow at that rate, I don't know how you keep up with that rate of growth. But let's just say hypothetically, we somewhat do. Where can they host a tournament with
in one spot. Yeah.
In one spot? And have
enough
rooms, motels
enough.
Because when you go to an ASA shoot and there's 2,000 shooters, and you go to the local Applebee's or Roadhouse or whatever, I mean, there's a line.
That's right.
Double that.
Oh, for sure. All day long.
Double it plus.
Yeah, because we're talking about just archers.
Yeah.
And now they all got families, just like
at an
ASA. So it's like, oh my gosh. But,
I'm glad to see it. I those that had to wait 2 hours to eat may not feel as enthusiastic, but from a fan standpoint and an archer standpoint that loves seeing the growth,
I
love it.
Bigger
venue. I mean,
we
are finally really showing signs, and I shouldn't say finally, but we are really showing signs of continued growth, which is
timely,
ultimately is what we want.
Exactly. So I thought it was great. They moved the dates to March. That puts them that Lancaster won't be on top of Vegas.
I'm curious, how do you feel about that?
I don't have a problem, except for that puts ASA before the Vegas. First ASA before the Vegas shoot.
And I don't know. I mean, I'm not a big ASA guy and a big Vegas guy just simply because I don't take the time and don't have the time to compete. Even if I did, I'm nowhere near as good as those guys, so it really wouldn't matter. But I am curious and will be curious until I hear the thoughts of those that are competitive in both aspects, because the way it's been for so many years, once you finish indoor,
go to 3D.
For the most part, you're done with indoor
before 3D starts.
Before 3D starts, up until the, you know, the five spot tournament.
Yeah, but the five spot tournament is actually the week before, so it's done.
So the
it's like, yes, there were, the Nationals has always been in March, and so that's why they.
There's still an ASA before that.
Yes, there's a February ASA before that.
Yeah. So there's been a. And not a lot of, I ain't going to say not a lot, but you don't hear about the five-spot tournament talked about like you hear Lancaster
not
Vegas talk about.
Not anymore, no.
So now you've taken that extremely prestigious tournament
pushed it
and
later.
Moved it back.
Yep.
Those guys that were done with indoor and were focusing on 3D will somewhat have to shift their mindset.
Yep.
And I'm curious if that will. I'm not going to say that they're not going to go and shoot.
Oh, for sure. I mean, if you, I got a chance to win 50. If I feel like I have a chance to win $59,000 for the weekend, I'm probably going to go do it. You know?
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm just curious. I mean, I don't know if it's a good thing. I don't know if it's a bad thing.
Well, I mean, it's a wait and see.
I guess
thing.
It's just going to be weird because it's different. It's not what we've been doing for the last umpteen years.
That's right. It's a wait and see thing more than anything else.
So. Yeah.
But, yeah, from rumor has it, it'll be Lancaster's always the last week of January. Where the Vegas shoots usually in February, they'll move the indoor Nationals into middle of February so they won't be on top of each other, and then March. So it'll be boom, boom, boom. Who knows?
We'll find out.
ASA may decide to shift their timing a little bit, too. Who knows? You know,
there's only so many weekends available.
You're not lying.
We run into that with S3DA scheduling. And,
oh, for sure.
I mean, and hopefully we as a collective whole do a little better job next year when it comes to scheduling. We've got to. And there's no way that, and we're not going down that rabbit hole, but there's no way that we can keep everybody pleased even though that we try.
Definitely
just,
not
going unfortunately, down that. There's no way to do it, but I do think that we can collectively get together a little sooner and try to get dates published and stick with the dates, which I did adjust ours, but it was for more business related reasons.
100%.
That I can't necessarily help, but anyway, I guess we should probably get into who's shooting this weekend, being that we've been going now for about 21 minutes.
Well, we knew that Vegas is going. I mean, it deserves 20 minutes of talking. You know?
Well, it does.
It is the Super Bowl of archery, period.
It is that. It is definitely that.
But who's shooting this weekend? So Saturday, 3D Bullseye Archery is shooting. And that's the one that we were talking about that's in Hiram or wherever.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then also on Saturday, the Fort Valley Gun Club is shooting. Also on Saturday, Gainesville Archery Club is shooting.
So good to see them up and running strong again.
That's right. And then, well, you know, the S3 Dares have one last chance to qualify for state at this 12 ring archery, which is the S3DA club that you're running down there.
Yep, so, that we have here.
So y'all have
been Mr. Ben Daniel, or Liam, I think, is the one actually come up with the team name and even the logo. So, when a young man such as himself or any one of them for that matter, but, you know, they come up with a name and a logo, man, you can't overrule
for
them.
For sure.
So it's 12 Ring Archery and located in Leesburg, Georgia.
That's right. So that's what's doing Saturday, and from what I understand, the weather's not looking the greatest.
Again.
So.
Again.
That's on Saturday. And Sunday, what we got going on Sunday, Rob?
Well, and hopefully the weather holds off and RBO does not have to make another change or cancellation because they are scheduled to shoot Sunday in Franklin And then Kennesaw Archery Club has an ASA qualifier.
Yep.
Scheduled as well.
Yep. So that's
there's some chances to shoot both days, Saturday and Sunday.
For sure. You know, it's 3D season. You see it more, the schedule gets fast, you know, fast approaching more and more dates, you know.
Yep. Still looking for a range. Anybody got a 3D range? We're looking for a 3D range.
I hear you. Range, range, and go range. Well, I got a couple of more scores in for the league. Showed up on the paperwork. So,
when will those scores be posted?
After nationals. So,
okay.
2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever. So, that's the plan. Is to after the date runs out and everything. So, but yeah.
Well. So that, I guess that's what's going on this weekend.
That's right.
And will this podcast get out before this weekend?
Yep, that's the plan. It'll go out tomorrow, hopefully.
Today's, how about that?
Today's Wednesday. I hope it'll get it out to Thursday. As you can see on the bottom of the screen, if you're watching, you can always find us. Follow us on all of our social medias. What are they?
Well, you got the Twitter.
Yep.
You got the book.
Yep.
The Tube.
Yep.
The Gram.
Yep.
GeorgiaArchery.com.
That's what the web is. Yep.
What the web is. And then the, I'm trying to go back and remember how, you know, way
there's,
back.
There's
Chap Snatters.
There's two more that are not on there, right?
Yeah, you know, Chap Snatters. See, I'm doing it now, not even trying to do it. That's Snapchat, right. And then, TikTok. Yep. Got a new TikTok
going
on.
Got a new TikTok.
Find us on the top.
So go out and follow us. You know, like and share us. We're trying to, like I said, grow the sport of archery, and that's what we want to do. And the state of Georgia, and recognize, you know, Georgia archers, no matter if they're in Vegas or wherever they're at. So,
yep,
that's the plan.
One day we'll be able to have people on and interview them. Like,
yep,
you know,
that's the plan.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's all part of it. I didn't give away any secret.
No, who knows? We may end up with, you know, a round robin in this place for us.
How about that?
So, but yeah, you can also, you know, if you have any questions, comments, or you want to ask us something, you can send us a message, or you can email us at georgiaarchery@gmail.com. Find us on there, and you can also send me a email at georgiaarchery@gmail. It's all
.com.
But yeah, quick and simple and easy. It was funny because the 4-H kids come in tonight here, and there was three of them talking about, I've been listening to your podcast on the way over here. I thought that was funny. These videos should be up on YouTube by tomorrow, or the next day for sure. I'm trying our plan right now, so everybody can know, we're trying to do it on Wednesday so it gets out before the weekend, and then we have time for everybody to post scores or do whatever so that we can have time to get it back.
And we have 4-H practice on Tuesday and league on Thursday, so it's just,
that's right,
Wednesday's the day.
Yep. So that's where we're at right now. And then we need more followers on all of our stuff, so and that way
click the like,
click
and
like,
subscribe.
And share, subscribe, the whole nine yards. You can find these podcasts on almost every podcast something there is. Podbean, Spotify,
Apple,
Google, all of it.
So it's everywhere.
It's,
yeah. Big John is famous, and you can find him anywhere you look.
I don't know about it. Well, Robbie's on top of that, too. he hangs in there like a loose tooth. So.
That brings back memories.
No doubt. Well, you said it the other day on some
I think it was Botox.
On the Botox,
the podcast said, that I done with
I
Scotty.
Saw it. I was like, yeah. I said, I know that sign.
I told that to Greg Poole the first time. I thought the dude was going to fall over.
I remember. That's why it's such a
say
big
what?
Deal. Yeah. So, but yeah. Well.
Well.
Until yeah. Next time, I'm Big John.
And I'm Robbie.
And we'll see you.